This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Tuesday, June 9th. God's word for you today is break free. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And it says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. We will kick off today's devotional with our final thoughts from yesterday. What determines success is not the location you are in, it is the covenant that you operate. Genesis chapter 39, verse 5 to 6 says, from the day Joseph was put in charge of his master's household and property, the Lord began to bless Potiphar's house for Joseph's sake. All his household affairs ran smoothly, and his crops and livestock flourished. So, Potiphar gave Joseph complete administrative responsibility over everything he owned. With Joseph there, he didn't worry about a thing, except what kind of food to eat. So, because you are there, God will bless that nation, not the other way around. It is not, let us relocate to that nation so that God can bless us. You need to understand that because you are where you are, God will bless you in spite of where you are. Just like God blessed where Joseph was because of him. God wants you to understand that I can only prosper if I japa is a bait that you should not bite. It is not true. It is a lie from the pits of hell. God will prosper you wherever he has planted you. It is the covenant with life that brings about blessing and not the location. It is the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow to it. It is all about the covenant that you operate. The next bait you must not bite is the people like me don't bait. You have branded yourself as lower class, either based on the family you were born into, the color of your skin, the state or country you come from, or your level of education. So you take yourself out of the opportunities in your mind because you believe that people like you don't. God is going to set you free from this bait. When people embrace this mindset, this statement, it has the potential of limiting their destiny. I pray that every lie that you have believed that is limiting your destiny, you will be set free from it today in the name of Jesus. I pray that every form of limiting philosophy, idea, or paradigm that is holding you back from being all that God has called you to be will fade away in the name of Jesus. The enemy cannot really stop you until he makes you believe a lie. If the enemy cannot make you believe his lies, the enemy will be unable to stop you. The people like me don't bait is a destiny-limiting lie of the enemy. I pray that the word of God will shatter every ceiling in your life and break every barrier that you're experiencing in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I pray that the truth of your word will set me free from every lie of the enemy that I have embraced and that is limiting my destiny in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.